play the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Produced by John Rich. Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith. Archie enters.
Edith! Edith!
He runs through the house.
Oh, look at this. Nearly 6 o'clock and nothing on the table yet. Edith!
On his own in the kitchen, Archie pulls a fancy empty bottle and a full Mickey from a brown paper bag. He unscrews both caps and carefully empties the Mickey into the fancy bottle. Edith runs in.
Hello, Archie!
Well, hello, don't make me spill nothing now. Where were you?
Upstairs.
What was you doing up there?
Well, we ain't got no bathroom down here.
That ain't no excuse. I know we're having special company tonight.
I know, but you told me you invited Joe Tucker for 6:30.
Yeah, I know, but he's one of them guys that always comes about a half an hour early. When he was working with us down a plant, we used to call him an eager bleeder. There we are. Look at that, there he is. Not a drop spilled. You could never do that.
What are you doing?
I'm performing what you call a whiskey transplant. I'm pouring this cheap Heathcliff scotch into a bottle of Hake Pinch Pot scotch. See that? Because that's Joe Tucker's favorite scotch. I always like to do right by my guests.
But won't he taste the difference?
Nah, all scotch tastes the same. It all tastes like iodine. Come on, get something on the table.
Here, hurry right up. Away.
As Archie opens the freezer and peers inside, Michael strides into the kitchen and opens the fridge, squishing him.
This is the first time in history a person ever got run down by a table. Look at the way you're dressed. Can't you do something a little better than that? With Joe Tucker coming to dinner?
What's so special about Joe Tucker?
I'll tell you what's special about Joe Tucker. You're a slob. Joe Tucker happens to be my best friend that I ain't seen for 18 years.
How can he be your best friend if you haven't seen him for 18 years?
Go away. What the hell do you know about friendship? Joe Tucker and me used to work together down that plant, and we were close, buddy. We were as close as what you call Damon and Runyon. Joe Tucker was the guy that taught me how to be foreman so I could take over the job after him. He learned me all the fine prints about loading and lifting.
What's there to know?
Don't be a wise guy. There's a lot to know. Wise guys like you that think there ain't much to know about lifting and walking around today wearing a truss. Just get away.
They leave the kitchen.
Come on, Edith. Come on, Edith. Hurry up. Get some snicks and snacks around the joint.
I don't understand, Archie. If Joe was so good down at his job, how come he's not working there anymore?
Because Joe Tucker was cut out for better things. He got himself a big job in a plant up in Rochester, New York. He's a big shot up there. But he ain't too big to come and say hello and have dinner with one of his old pals.
What is that, the latest in dinnerware?
Archie's sleeve is ripped.
It's a little accident I had down at work. A word that's foreign to you.
Sleeve, it's all ripped.
I know, Daddy. A little accident down at work, that's all. I'm carrying the crate of machine parts. I drop them down. When I went over to pick them up, I caught my shirt in the nail. That's the worst part was Pendergast, the big boss, come by and he see me. You should have heard him laying into me there. I gotta go up and change my shirt. Get away from them snicksnacks.
Michael backs away, and Gloria walks in.
Hello, Gloria. Hurry up. Take your coat off. Joe Tucker will be here any minute. And Archie always says that he gets here half an hour early.
Oh, well, what time's he supposed to be here?
6:30. It's 5 after 6. He's late. No, he's here.
Edith opens the door for a balding man in a suit.
Edith, how are you? It's so good to see you again.
Oh, me too, Joe. Come on in. You remember Gloria?
Well, sure I remember Gloria. Where is she?
That one is Gloria right there.
No, that ain't Gloria. Gloria's a cute little fat kid about so high.
That's Gloria grown up.
I don't believe it. Well, there's only one way to prove it. The Gloria I knew always used to like these.
Chocolate licorice! Oh!
Oh, that's my Gloria. Come on, give your Uncle Tuck a big hug.
Uncle Tuck, it's so good to see you. Oh, you don't know my husband, Michael.
Oh, hello, yeah, Michael. It's a real pleasure.
Come on, Joe, sit down. Oh, it's so nice to have you.
My old friend Joe Tucker is here. How do you know, Joe boy? Get out of the way.
Archie shoves Edith aside and shares a big hug with Joe.
Hey, Archie!
Joe pretends to slug him.
I got you out of here. That's two for Flint. Yeah.
He punches him on the arm.
We always used to do that.
You really haven't changed a bit. Except maybe you're eating a little bit better.
Oh,
otherwise, you still look like the same old meathead.
Michael laughs and slaps his knee.
Harper, some kind of snitch knocks here. Joe, serve him something, will you?
Wait a second. What did you just call him?
Nothing.
Meathead. Oh. The boy's down to plan. Hung that on Arch. First day on the job. Right, meathead?
Nobody wants to hear all them old stories, Joe.
I want to hear those old stories. Why did all you guys call him Meathead?
Well, you know, Arch was a little nervous first day on the job. So he picks up this big crate of machine parts. Next thing you know, bang, he drops the machine parts like a meathead.
Yeah.
See, like it was just yesterday, huh?
Today, too.
Archie mouths, shut up to Edith.
Nothing. She didn't say nothing. Why do you laugh? You got nothing to do. Get out of here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to go wash up. Yeah. I'll be back later.
Meet it.
Get out of here. Get something around the table, will you? Hey, take your daughter with you here.
Meet it.
Polly Cook.
They leave Archie and Joe in the living room.
Come on, Joe, come on, sit down. Here's the best chair in the house, my chair. Sit right down there. Boy, how you doing all these years up in Rochester? I bet you're right up to plant supervisor by now, huh?
Well, I was plant supervisor.
Oh, hey, vice president now, huh?
Well.
Hey, let's have a little drink on that. Hey, Edith, bring out the bowl of the ice cubes there, will you?
Archie.
Hey, no trouble at all. Look what I got you here. Hagen, Prince, your favorite, huh?
Oh, I haven't seen that in a long time. I hate to tell you what I've been drinking.
Yeah, no kidding. What have you been drinking?
Some rot gut called Heathcliff Special.
Here you are. Here's the ice.
Oh, Edith, I asked you for ice cubes. You bring me an ice bite.
Josh, it's no problem. I'll drink it straight.
Yeah, all right, we'll drink it straight. Here, go on, take it away, huh?
What do you want me to do with it?
Take it out to the kitchen and wait for the Titanic to come sailing by. Joe, down the hatch, huh?
Hey,
that's pretty good Scotch whiskey, huh?
I don't know, Arch. I think you're wasting this on me. I've been drinking that rot gut for so long, I can't tell the difference between this and Heathcliff's spit.
I can hardly believe that, Joe. I mean, a guy like you, a big shot and all, how come you got to drink that rummy booze?
Oh, Arch, I'm no big shot. I'm nothing. Tell you the truth, I'm out of work.
Hey, you out of work?
You know what's happened to a lot of companies because of this energy crisis? They're cutting back all over the country. I got laid off 6 months ago.
Gee, 6 months you're out of work?
Yeah. For a long time, I was getting up at 6 a.m, walking around all day trying to get work. But nobody wanted me. The 3 months of that, I just gave up. Stayed in bed all day.
Gee, Joe, I was out of work 6 months. I think I'd go bananas.
Joe blows his nose into a hanky.
What's the matter? They ain't crying, are you?
No, no, I'm okay. Dr. Lieberman says it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Who's Dr. Lieberman?
He's the psychiatrist I went to see.
Wow, Joe, did you go nuts?
No,
why'd you go to a nut doctor?
I went to him for help, and he gave it to me.
What'd he do, loan you money?
No, Archie, got me to believe in myself again.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but Joe, listen, I mean, going to a psychiatrist, that's not the kind of thing you want to get around, you know, that could hurt you. Don't let that outside of here.
Archie, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here today. He gave me the strength to come back to my old stomping grounds, look up my old friends.
Oh, you mean like me, huh?
Yeah, yeah, like you, like Steve Prendergast.
Steve Prendergast, you mean my boss down at work?
Yeah. I finally got the guts to call him and find out whether maybe I can get back in the old plant again. You know, Prendergast and me, we were pretty good buddies.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. He never says nothing to me, but he always talked to you. He used to like you.
Yeah. Well, he told me to go down and see the personnel manager. There's a spot opening up.
Funny, I didn't hear no spot opening up.
Oh, well, I'm sure it's not much, Arch. But whatever they give, I'm going to take.
Yeah, yeah, sure. But anyway, you wouldn't ever want to go back to the old loading dock no more.
Who wouldn't? Anything they offer, I'll grab. I've been out of work too long to be proud.
Dinner!
Michael, dinner!
Come on, Arch, I'm starving.
Joe, you're going to sit right here. You're the guest of honor in Archie's chair.
Oh, yeah.
That's at the head of the table. Archie, you don't mind if Joe takes your place, do you?
Looks like I ain't going to have much choice.
Joe.
If you think that's funny, you should have seen the gag that Archie pulled on old Fatso Miller. Remember that, Arch?
Yeah, no, I don't remember none of them things.
You ought to. It was your idea.
Oh, well, yeah, but people don't want to hear them stories, Joe, you know?
I do, Arch. I'd like to hear about the time you had an idea.
Archie glares at Michael with a raised eyebrow.
Why don't you go and make a long-distance phone call from the other end? I got a phone call. Edith, why don't you write them things down so you remember them, huh?
Oh, I remembered to write it down. Oh, I just forgot. I put it in my pocket.
Archie takes the message.
Edith, I got to talk to you now.
Well, go ahead.
Hold on, I'm in the kitchen.
Oh, excuse us, please.
Yeah, excuse us, sir, please. Huh? We're just going in the kitchen over here. Get in there. This here, Jim Sanders, you know who that is?
Yeah, he's the personnel manager down at the plant.
That's right, he's in charge of hiring and firing. And being as how I'm already hired, what does that mean?
Firing?
No!
Wouldn't fire you, not after all these years.
What do you know about it, Edith? I'm down there every day. There's a lot of funny things happening around our plant lately.
Like what?
Well, like, for instance, yesterday, the big boss Prendergast come by there. He don't even say hello to me.
But you said he never says hello to you.
That's right. He done it again.
Archie, I think you're getting all worked up over nothing.
Edith. This guy out here, Joe Tucker's the best loading dock foreman they ever had. Prendergast knows that. Don't you see what I'm saying? Tucker's after my job.
Oh, Archie, Joe wouldn't do that. He's such a nice man.
A nice man, Edith, in an energy crunch. There ain't no such thing as a nice man.
Oh, Archie, Joe wouldn't do nothing bad to you. He's your best friend.
And Benedict Arnold was George Washington's best friend. You know what happened there?
What?
Oh, Edith, Benedict was out with George's job. And George got wise to him.
I never heard that.
Why, certainly, it's the truth. Otherwise, if it wasn't on Washington's birthday, we'd be eating eggs Benedict instead of cherry pie.
The next day, a man works in an office.
Come in.
You want to see me, Mr. Sanders?
Yes, come in, Bunker.
Here.
Close the door, please.
Oh, here the door, here. There it is, Mr. Sanders. Close, just the way you like it.
All right, have a seat.
I don't want to sit, Mr. Sanders, because, you know, being a loading dock foreman there, I never sit. Mine ain't a sitting job, you know, like this. Well, no, nothing wrong with your job. It's a sitting job because it's a thinking job, you know. But my job ain't got nothing to do with thinking, and I'm very good at it.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah,
now, Bunker.
Hey, this is going to keep you way too long from the men, huh? Is it there, Mr. Sanders? Because my men don't like that. They fall apart when I ain't there.
Just sit down, Bunker. This will only take a few minutes.
Yeah. Like yesterday, I was away from, you know, my one little two-minute break of the day. I went to the tailor. Then I come back, and there's a crate of machine parts there on the dock. Fell down. Well, I had to take responsibility there, you know? Top man always has to do that. Take Mrs. Richard E. Nixon. Same thing with him. He's got a bunch of jerks working under him, screwing everything up. But he's the top man. He's got to take responsibility, right?
Look, Bunker, I wanted to talk to you about Joe Tucker. You see, he's applied for a job with us, and Mr. Prendergast is very fond of Joe Tucker. He wanted me to hire him immediately.
Oh, he did, huh?
But first, I'd like to do a little checking. So tell me now, what do you know about Joe Tucker?
Oh, well, he used to be a great white years ago. Of course, I ain't seen him lift nothing lately.
How long has it been since you worked with him?
Oh, gee, about 18 years. Maybe I was only a kid then. Gee, that'd make Joe, what, about 59, 60?
51.
Geez, he looked a lot older than that when I seen him last night.
He did?
Well, there's nothing to that, because he's been worrying, see? That's why I look that way. He's been out of work for 6 months. That ain't his fault, neither. It's just that nobody wanted to hire him.
Well, when you saw him last night, did he seem depressed?
No. He's very happy. He's happy to see me. He's so happy he cried.
You mean he really cried?
Oh, yeah, the wet eyes, the handkerchief, the whole thing. Just like he done the last time.
You mean you've seen him cry before?
Oh, yeah, the time when he went up to take that job in Rochester.
Oh, I see. Well, then, actually, you have only seen him cry twice.
Yeah, that's right, like going and coming. I don't know what he was doing in between times. But don't write that down, Mr. Sanders, see, because just because a guy's crying, that don't mean he's a nut. Ask any psychiatrist. Yeah, don't write that down, because, listen, sometimes I even cry myself, see. Ooh. Don't write that down.
Well, I mean, just when do you cry,
Bunker? Well, like, for instance, like on a religious occasion. Yeah, like when I was watching Trisha's wedding on TV.
Later at the house.
Look, ain't it wonderful? It's 5:30 and Archie ain't home yet.
What's wonderful about that?
Well, don't you see, the later Archie is, the less fired he is.
Archie walks in.
Archie, hello. You're home.
You are a lucky guess, you.
Gee, Daddy, what happened with Mr. Sanders?
All right, I'll tell you everything. Just let your mother go and get me a can of beer, huh?
Well, promise you won't start telling before I get back.
All right, get the beer, huh? Get the beer. Now, will you get out of my chair?
Did you start telling me?
Edith sprints back into the living room, startling Archie.
I haven't even sat down yet.
Daddy, can't you see how worried Ma is? Tell us, what did Mr. Sanders want?
Well, nothing. He just wanted to ask me some questions about Joe Tucker.
Oh, is that all?
What do you mean, is that all? I had to go in and talk about Tucker there. I had to give him a character referential.
What did you tell him about Joe?
Give him a big build-up. Said he was a great worker. 18 years ago.
18 years ago? Arch, that's damning him with faint praise.
Hey, I never once cursed a man.
What Michael's saying is that's not a very good recommendation.
Well, what would Michael like me to tell him?
Well, tell him what you always tell us, that he's a great guy.
Hey, what do you want me to do, strike myself out, huh? The guy's out after my job. What I should have done was tell that personnel manager the truth. I got a good mind to go back tomorrow morning and tell him the truth.
Oh, what's the truth?
The truth, little girl, is that Joe Tucker's been going to see a psychiatrist.
So what?
Where do you wake up and live? This is the good old USA, where personnel managers in this country, they don't like head shrinkers or people who get shrinked.
Yeah. And if you tell Sanders that, they'll never hire Joe. Archie's your best friend. What do you want to do that for?
To save my job, stupid. That's a dog-eat-dog world out there. Don't you know what it is out there? It's survival of the fattest.
I get it.
Oh, no, no. You get dinner on the table. I'll get that. You get away from me.
Archie opens the door for Joe.
Archie, the job.
You got the job. What do you mean, Joe? The job on a loading platform?
No, better than that. And I got you to thank for it.
What?
How did you get Sanders to ask me if I went to see a psychiatrist? Because he asked me and I said, yeah.
You said, yeah?
Yeah, he thinks psychiatrists are great. See, it turns out that his wife went to an analyst. It did wonders for her. That's how I got the job.
You got a job out of his wife being a loony?
No, Arch, because she got well. Hey. Take a look at your new boss. I'm the new dispatcher.
Hey, Edith. Come here, Edith. We got some great news for you.
What is it? Oh, hello, Joe.
Wait a minute. Edith, not just Joe. There, show a little respect. You're talking to the new dispatcher down at Wake.
Oh, hello, Mr. Tucker. Oh, congratulations, Joe. I'll set another place at the table.
No. Don't bother. I'm going to take you people down, find you the best meal I can find in New York. Hey, Mike, Gloria, you're coming along, too. Come on, let's go.
Me into it.
No, that's going to be fun. Oh, Archie, what will I do about my dinner?
Same as you usually do, bind it.
Archie grins mischievously.
You don't waste time. Hurry up. Jesus, wow. I'm glad to hear that, Joe. That means we'll be working together again. Hey, just like old times.
Well, not exactly, Arch. You see, you went out on a limb for me. I'm going to make this job work.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, with you, the dispatcher there, the rest of us kind of coast a little, huh?
Are you kidding? I'm going to be the best dispatcher they ever saw. No more wasting time, no more loafing, no more kidding around.
No kidding around, huh?
That's right. You better be on your toes, buddy, because it's going to be go, go, go all the time. You know?
Yeah, I know that go, go, go.
Am I going to trim this pot down in no time?
Oh, jeez.
Hey, Arch.
Yeah.
Joe pretends to slug him.
So much fun.
Yeah. Fun, Joe.
Joe holds Archie in a playful headlock. Archie mopes through the front door, scowling.
Hello, Archie. What's the matter?
I eat it. What a day. Prendergast, the big boss, comes out this morning on the loading dock. He says, good morning, Archie.
Well, what's wrong with that? That's wonderful.
Edith, he said it to a black guy.
Directed by John Rich and Bob Lahindro. Written by Mickey Rose and Lila Garrett. Story editors Michael Ross and Bernie West. Executive producer Norman Lear.
Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Vic Tayback as Joe Tucker and David Doyle as Jim Sanders. Associate producer Gene Marcione. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1974, Tandem Productions Incorporated, CBS. Recorded at Television City, Hollywood, California. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production.
Viacom.